And you're back at the Riabu exhibit here at the SME ICC Conference and Expo 2019 with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. The Minister for Trade and Industry, Chanchan Singh, this morning on stage, had quite a lot to say about scaling up. And so in the next couple of minutes, we're going to talk about the sorts of skills and tools you need to scale up your business. Simon, there were three main points the Minister made about this. The first is that all SMEs can avail themselves of plug-and-play solutions. In other words, rather than trying to build HR systems from scratch or hiring a software company to build a platform, go and look out for solutions that others have already developed and are making available. Shortcut, just cut to the chase, avail yourself of those plug-and-play solutions. The second point was the need for scale, because those plug-and-play solutions will get you, allow you to scale up quickly. But he also said that after about 100 million in revenue, it becomes much more difficult to get to the next 100 or even 500 million and beyond, because the skills that you have in order to get to 100 million may not be applicable to get to the greater scale beyond that. And the third part was about government grants, and he very interestingly said that the whole government grant scheme is being remodeled so that rather than SMEs having to go and look for which grant is suitable for them and applying for it and going through that process, they're looking for the government to actually, for you to go to the government with your plan and say, here it is, this is what I want to do. The government then says, okay, these are the schemes that are right for you, we'll now help you to apply for them. I guess more of a company-centric rather than a grant-centric approach. But back to scaling up, Simon. What sort of skills are necessary for the more than 100 million in revenue that are very different from the skills that you applied to get up to 100 million to begin with?
I think, you know, one of the very obvious things about the world we find ourselves in now is that we have a lot of digital solutions, and that's the great thing about plug and play, because plug and play says I can capitalize on the knowledge of others who've done this before, and I can do it very easily. I don't have to go to a library and read 50 books. I can just plug in to something that will do it for me. Yeah? I think that in terms of scaling up, particularly if you're a small or medium enterprise, is aspects of business which have relied on face-to-face, on relationships, on personal knowledge, become simply unworkable after a certain point, particularly when you're dealing in multiple markets. So you need to focus on having clear process, clear ownership across functions within your company of who does what. And nowhere is that more true than in the divisive question of order to cash, which spans making and selling the stuff to getting the money in the bank, and involves at least four, possibly five functions in the process.
Which are they?
Well, they would be, you know, design and manufacturing, there would be sales, there would be marketing, there would be supply chain, which is delivering it, and there'd be finance that sadly often finds itself at the end of the day trying to collect the money when nobody early in the process has really bothered to give that much focus. Yeah? Yes.
And if you were part of that Scale Up Singapore program, currently the first cohort of 25 companies set to graduate, more are being sought that have the potential to become those $500 million revenue companies. What would you advise them about managing their receivables and cash flow and that order to cash process that you mentioned?
Yes, I mean, it needs to be professionalized. You need to move away from a personal relationship thing to a situation where you have clearly defined roles all the way through the order to cash process, which span different functions. And ideally, you need to use standard templates, standard approaches, and a consistent approach all the way. I think the other thing is, of course, that you need engagement. So it's no good if you've got one bunch of people trying to collect the money. It's like acting like wicket keepers if you follow cricket, which is, you know, the game's essentially been played and then the ball's landed in someone's hand. This needs to be a part of your DNA. In order for it to be part of your DNA, people need to have clearly defined roles and they need to be measured and rewarded on how well they do in terms of making the transaction accurate and seamless, reducing errors, communicating early with the customer, and if necessary, resolving any questions that the customer may have, and then getting the money in the bank promptly. That's not just a finance or wicketkeeper function. It's a fundamental commercial responsibility, which needs to be owned, as we've often said, from the very top of the company and certainly within the commercial part of the company.
Often, though, this is overlooked, right? And as you're looking to scale up, chances are greater focus is placed on things like scale, managing a much larger staff base across multiple countries, multiple locations.
Everyone loves to talk about growth. And you know, the fact of the matter is, for very, very many companies, growth creates significant risk simply by virtue of the fact that the level of cost and investment as a function of dollars earned may well increase, particularly if you go abroad, because there are new capabilities that you need to deploy. And if you're not careful, the level of working capital that you require will not grow in a linear fashion, it may grow in an exponential fashion. If that happens, and if you're not ready for it, and if you're not in a position to get paid promptly, it can lead to very, very dire consequences.
Yeah.
So I think an important part of the discussion around growth and leveraging modern solutions is ensuring that you are really disciplined and clear about how you go to market from a balance sheet and receivables perspective.
Yeah? Yes. Simon, good to see you, and would be good to see you too here at the SME ICC Conference and Expo in Singapore. We're at B18 at Suntec City Convention Center, and of course we can talk more about how to ensure that order to cash process works like a well-oiled machine in your organization.